Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me louder than me.
Thank you so much for coming on. Good morning to Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal. I'm summing up my words, really. Oh my gosh, guys, look how I'm sweating this morning. Oh my gosh, I am like so sweaty this morning. You can see I was rushing on, okay? Oh my gosh, got to get it together. So good morning, everybody. I know those who are texting me like, are you on? Are you on? Yes, I am on this morning. So thank you all for coming in. God bless you. I am like so super excited what God is just doing in this ministry. And each week I get on and I say the same thing, but I am like truly like excited. Yes. Yes, so I just want to say to you all, while I wait for some more people to come on, I see the ones who have dialed in on this morning, so I know everyone is probably like, where is she at? But I am here. Yes, I am. Amen. So on this morning, we're going to be talking about what feeling looked over. Have you ever been in a place where you just felt like you was just looked over? But let me tell you, you may feel like you looked over, but God sees everything and God sees you. Hallelujah. So even when you feel like you're in the midst of being looked over, God sees you. I'm coming from Genesis on today. I'm going to be coming from Genesis chapter 21, and I believe I'm going to start with this verse, but let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. Lord God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for just how you just love us, Father, and how you are always there for us, Lord, and how you're just so omnipotent and you're omnipresent. And God, I thank you. Dear God, and I thank you for loving us. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Sometimes we go that God has forgotten about us, or we feel like, you know, Lord, you know, I've been serving, I've been waiting for you, Father, you know, to open up some doors, and what about me? What happened to me, God? But don't you know that God sees everything that you do? He hears everything that you do. He's so powerful and so all-knowing, and he has not forgotten about you. I see the ones who have dialed in on this morning, and good morning to everyone. God bless you, sis. I see you on here, Nikki. I see you on here, Mom. I see you on here. Those are numbers because I'm constantly dialing my mother and my sister, so I see their numbers. But bless God on this morning, just talking about and feeling overlooked. And sometimes we feel overlooked in life. But I'm going to be coming from Genesis chapter 21 on today. And I'm going to be reading the, starting with the, let me see. I'm going to be starting with the 14th verse, and the word of the Lord reads, it says, early the next morning, just one moment, guys, let me see something. Caprice Hightower, how are you? Amen, amen. I was trying to see some names on here, and I don't see the names at all on here. Maybe it's my feed on here. Yeah. But good morning, Caprice Hightower. How are you?
I don't see the names on here, Mom, because they're not popping up on my end. You may see them on your end. So I don't see, which is really weird this morning, no one on here. So, okay. So I'm going to keep on reading. So verse 14 says, early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water. Good morning, Mom. It's not on my feed, Mom. Let me do it again. Yeah, I don't know why it's not coming up on mine, but it's not. Yeah, it's like acting really weird this morning, so I don't know why it's not coming up on mine. But I'm just going to continue, and you just tell me everybody who's on, amen. Amen. Not too sure why it's not. Normally it comes up, but it's not coming up today. Amen. So good morning, everyone. I can't see your comments on today. I don't know why, but it's not coming through. Amen. But I'm just going to keep on reading. Amen. So let me start over. So I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 21, verse 14. It says, early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on his shoulder and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way ahead in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushels. Then she went off and sat down about a bow shot, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And she sat there, and she began to sob. This is my favorite right here. Verse 17, God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Hallelujah. Verse 19, then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. When I tell you, I am so like in this, because just this whole portion of scripture, just how God, sometimes when we feel overlooked and we feel like, you know, is God with us? Is he right here with us? Let me tell you, if God is for you, who could be against you? And even though Hagar was pushed out of her home and she had to go into the wilderness and to the desert with her son to find another place to stay, but God was right there with her. And even in the midst of walking, and even when Hagar felt, I'm so overlooked, I'm so unappreciated, they the one who asked me, you have a baby for Abraham, and then I'm pushed out. But what she did not realize is that God was going to bless her anyway. And even though she may have felt overlooked, even though in life we feel overlooked sometimes, God is right there for us. If God is for us, who could be against us? What I always say, sure enough, it's scripture. And the thing about it is that when it said that God heard the boy crying, God hears our children. He hears us. So you have to know that God hears your children when they pray. I don't born infant or, you know, 2, 3, 4, teenage, grown, no matter if they're in their 20s, their 30s, 40s, 50s, they still 60s, they still are children. They still are children. So God hears them and hears their cry. Isn't that something? The Bible says we got to be like them in order into the kingdom of heaven. We got to be like the little kids. But when I tell you how God is so faithful and how God hears our children cry, and he also hears the mother, he hears the father. But so God's angel of the Lord called from heaven and said, Hagar, what is the matter? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy crying. Go take the boy by the hand. And then when she went and took him by the hand, the Bible says in verse 19, he opened up her eyes and she was able to see a well of water. Sometimes that old saying, we can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes we don't even understand what's going on all around us. We can't even see God, but we can feel God. We don't see her moving in no situation where it feels like it dried up like it's a desert place. It's so dried up, Lord. Can anything come from this place? Yes, good things can come from that place. But God already knew that he was going to make them into a great nation. But what happens sometimes, thank you, God, for revealing this. When that enemy try to come up against your child, the try to come up against the mother, because they know that mother is, the enemy know that mother is praying for that son and praying for their daughter, praying for their children, praying for the whole family. So the enemy will start with the mama trying to knock them down so that prayer won't get through. She get attacked, everybody else is going to get attacked. So he went against the mom. You know what I'm saying? That spirit of feeling overlooked, that spirit of feeling, oh, my God, I'm forgotten. I'm out here in the desert, don't have nowhere to go. My son is getting ready to die from thirst. But then God opened up her eyes. Her eyes have just been so filled with water because she watered with tears and so disheartened about the situation. She may not even have seen her blessing right there for her son. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But what I'm saying unto you, I know sometimes it's hard as parents because it seems like we always got to be the ones praying, molding, shaping, keeping everybody together. Well, that's our job. So you got to cry, get it out, and go back to it. Amen? Because if she would have given up, Ishmael, her son, would have died. But God has something so great in him, so great in him. And he had to confirm and comfort Hagar to let her know, I'm going to make your son into a great nation. Hallelujah. Boy by the hand. Hallelujah. Comfort him and let him know he's great. Let him know this. And sometimes, you know, we feel like, oh, my God, is there goodness in me? Is there greatness in me? Yeah, there's greatness in you. Yeah, there's goodness in you. But you got to get to that thing. You got to hold your head up high and know that God is watching you. Know that God cares for you. Know that he has you on his mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you on today is knowing that God is with you, even when you're feeling discouraged, even when you feel like, Lord, I'm so overlooked. Everybody is getting a job except for me. Where's the job of my dreams? Don't you know if you hang in there and you keep on going, sometimes you got to go back to the drawing board. You got to write some stuff out and you got to ask God, what direction do you want me to go in now? Where do you see me, Father, so I can be where you want me to be? Because our dreams sometimes is not God's dreams. Our plans is not sometimes God's plans, but God knows the plans that he has for us. Hallelujah. He's not trying to harm us. He wants us to prosper. Hallelujah. So you have to just be steadfast and unmovable. Keep moving in the direction because that's where God got you. He have you in a great direction. He have you in a great place on today. Hallelujah. You just got to see it and know it. Take leaps of faith and trust God and he have you. Know that he has not forgotten about you. Know that he cares for you. Hallelujah. He cares for you. Good morning, Dominique. And man, he cares for you. So just know that God is on your side, even when you're feeling overlooked, even when you feel like, Lord, do I even exist? Everybody is walking all over me. I'm so tired of just everybody just walking over me. I've ever been a place where people just all over you, like you don't exist, like you're not even there. Hallelujah. That's how Hagar probably felt in the wilderness, in the desert. I got pushed out of my home. Now me and my son, Ishmael, I got to make sure that he's okay. But she couldn't stand to see the boy dying from thirst. So she put him underneath a bushel. And then she was a little far off from him, but she began to sob and weep because she could not see him die. But let me tell you something. If God is for you, who could be against you? Hallelujah. Ishmael was not on his way out. And sometimes we look at our situations like they dead or they dying, and God, that thing. God got to bring that thing back because it seemed like it was dead. So you go back at that thing again. But what I love about that, when the angel of the Lord called out from heaven and said, Hagar, what is the matter? Don't be afraid. God heard the boy crying. He heard the boy sobbing. He heard the boy weeping. He take, go and take him by the hand. God is going to make him into a great nation. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Don't give up on your family members. Don't give up on your mates. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your co-workers. Don't give up in ministry. Know that God is with you, even when you feel overlooked, even when you feel like, I'm just so tired, I'm skipping by me. You see me doing all the work and you act like I don't even exist. Don't you know God sees everything that you do? Hagar could have given up in that moment, but God, he always sends a word. He always send people. He always sends somebody to send a word to you, or he will plainly give you a scripture that will blow your mind. Hallelujah. Oh my gosh. When you feel overlooked, don't be discouraged because God is with you. Don't be at a place where I feel like giving up. Don't you know how many times I got to that place? Lord, you know what? I'm done with this. Lord, I can't do this anymore. And then God rejuvenates me, replenish me. You know, he makes sure that he restores me. Hallelujah. So I can produce again. So I can reproduce again your dreams and your goals. But don't give up on that. Hagar almost gave up, but the angel of the Lord was like, what? I didn't made him. God is going to make him into a great nation. Oh, yes, he is. He will be a great nation. I'm coming from Genesis chapter 1 on the day, talking about Hagar and Ishmael being in the desert. But when you feel like, oh, my God, everybody turned their back on me. And you could be in a situation where you feel like everybody has turned their back. Everybody has turned their back on you. Good morning, Sandy. How are you? And Reverend Camille, my cousin. So sometimes you can be at a place where, you know, you just feel like everybody's against you. And you do get to that place sometimes, even through your smiles, that people just against you. That, you know, every time you turn around, there's some mummering and all this stuff around me. And you can just really feel like that, like, are they talking about me? Are they really talking about me? But you have to get past that and skip past that when you know focus different things about you. Mm-hmm. Because you can't give them that kind of stuff because that causes you to get off focus and get off track. Don't get off track and off focus when you feel like people's just always murmuring and saying stuff about you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes folks are so jealous of you. That's why they're talking about you, but trying to wear you down. Don't allow folks to wear you down on today. They jealous? Okay, I can't help their jealousy, but what I can do is what God called me to do, what he calls me to do. See, I'm much wiser. I'm a little older, so those people who murmur and say little things and I hear them, I don't have to eat with them. Mm-mm. I can speak to them and be cordial and see how they're doing. We know when you see them in person, but I don't have to eat with them because I know that's just a trick of the enemy. You talk to them, but then you want to go out and dine with me. Those two don't mix. So let me get back on topic. Okay, so I had to just throw that out there. But Hagar, what I'm saying about Hagar is that feeling overlooked, feeling like I'm thrown out, feeling like I'm nothing. You are somebody. You are that diamond that shines so bright. Don't feel like you're nothing because you're somebody. You are somebody. But I love it when you continue to pray for your family members and you pray for your loved ones. Hagar was at a place where, you know, they asked me to, you know, be with Abraham. They asked me to conceive and have a child with Abraham. Now I'm forced out. I'm forced out. I'm being overlooked. But don't you know, so you're forced out of a place is because God has great for you, that he has something so mighty and so powerful, and maybe you can't give birth to that dream or goal right there, but God will place you where you need to be to give birth to that dream or goal. So sometimes those closed doors are good doors. All closed doors are not always bad doors. It's not always bad doors. God closed doors that opened up huge and great doors for you. Just like when they was forced out, he said Ishmael is going to be a great nation. Hallelujah. So maybe he couldn't be a great nation there, but look where God placed him to become a great nation. So even when you feel overlooked, even though when you feel pushed out, just know God great for you. And the people who pushed you out, sometimes, is majority of the time, is their loss. But guess what? God has something so great for you. So don't be discouraged and don't be so upset when you feel like you're being pushed out. Because sometimes God pushes you out so you can become this great person that you already are. You got, he has great things for you, and you're already great. You just have to see the greatness in you. You got to see the greatness in you. You got to believe in that. Someone asked me, one of my kids, that me a question and said to me yesterday, if you believe certain things, Mom, I guess it was talking about certain things that I pray for, certain things. Absolutely. I believe everything that I pray for, I do. Even in the midst of getting discouraged about praying for things and you don't see a shift and you don't see a turnaround, I know there's going to be a turnaround. I know there's going to be a shift because I watch God create miracles and can't even explain it till today. So some things that you've been praying about, some things that you've been fasting and hoping God for, don't you know those things will come to pass? Don't give up on that thing. Don't give up on your prayers if you don't see nothing happening. No, that's, you got to look at the manifestation of it like it already happened. It's already manifested, already happened. And that's where your faith comes in at, to see that thing. That's what faith is. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. So, yes, I believe everything I pray for, and I believe it shall come to pass. Now, I don't know how and I don't know when, but I'm going to keep on praying and trusting and believing God, because I sure enough believe it. Just got to get to that place. But don't be upset if you don't see it turn around right away. God has not forgotten about you like he has not forgotten about Hagar and Ishmael. He said, I'm going to make them into a great nation. Why are you crying, Hagar? Don't be afraid. God has heard you, but he heard the boy crying, he said. The angel of the Lord said, God heard the boy crying. He heard him. He already fixed it. He already done it. He already heard your children's prayers. He already heard your prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. So my broadcast is ending. I just want to say that you are incredible. I got a little late start today, but all good. I can't see the comments, but I'll go back and I'll read them and I'll comment. I don't know what's going on with this whole, I don't know, but I just bless God. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for day and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving and shaking, God. I thank you for just being who you are, Father. I thank you, thank you, thank you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. But Lord, we thank you for those who have joined us on today on Hope Victorious, Father. We thank you for just moving in their lives. We thank you for shifting some things, God. Anyone is feeling overlooked, God, let them know that you love them, God. Let them know that you care for them, God. We thank you, God, for your joy. We thank you, God, for the joy you give us, the hope and the peace that passeth all understanding. We thank you for your son you've done across our sins that we may have everlasting life. We say in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt. Loss of their loved one, Father God, continue to heal. I pray on the day, Father God, we do bless your name, God. Continue to touch all of those who are on here, the Caldwell family, God. We do bless your name, God. We love you and touch my eyes, stars, in Jesus' name. We do pray, Mr. Williams, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. Know that God is on your side. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. If you would like to give to this ministry to be a blessing, you can sow a seed on Cash App at Hope Victorious, at Hope Victorious. God bless you. I see you all on next week. I got to go back because I don't know what was wrong with this system today, but we're going to have to check some stuff out. I don't know. technical stuff going on here. But I love you all, and I'll see you all next Tuesday. Bye. Okay.